Thanks for checking in to find out what you should check out this month on Shorties.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bombs Away Presents Shorties. This is our once a month preview of the movies that we will be covering here on Bombs Away, the B-movie comedy podcast. I am Tyler Rowe. Joining me, as always, is
Mr. Jonathan Young.
There we go.
I have nothing clever to say, just my name is Jonathan Young.
All right. Well, it is May. It seems like in terms of months in 2020, April was the only month to be like, yeah, I'll get out of here in a timely manner. So that just blew by kind of fast.
Yeah.
We're quickly approaching the midway point of this year, which I can't wait for 2020 to just get up and get the fuck out of here.
Nah, it's gradually getting better. Everything's getting better.
I guess that's true. There is some good news in the news sphere. Chances are AMC will go bankrupt, so that's awesome.
That's not awesome at all.
they got shitty popcorn and shitty theaters. Good riddance.
No. Hold on. The news definitely was not really that as much as the next piece of that news, was that they announced that they were going to possibly go bankrupt and then doubled down and was like, fuck you, Universal. And you're like, wait, what? I thought you needed help.
Yeah, I can't believe that they actually genuinely were like, oh, yeah, we actually have a leg to stand on here and tell you we won't play your movies in our theaters.
What?
When it's like, yeah. And personally, for me, it's one of those things that's funny is that back home in Northern California in the Bay Area, at least in my general area, AMC theaters are not common. The first AMC theater that was near me was built a couple years ago, and the other one near me was a piece of shit. It's mostly like Century and Regal, so I don't even see that many AMC theaters down here in Southern California. So it's
they're pretty big here.
Are they prevalent?
Yes. So we're, you know, nationwide. So I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, there's one there and there's one there. Like, it doesn't matter. But the point being, like, in this area, yes. Now, I hear what you're saying when it comes to, oh, like, it's a shitty theater, the one that I saw. Yes, because they have a horrible habit of buying up other people's dilapidated theaters
that are
multi-screens. Yeah, and doing the bare minimum, like literally being like, okay, the popcorn carpet looks okay, and let's slap up some of the top AFI directors of all time, and that's AMC.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And what they're lacking in attention to detail is really what's hurting them, because I have a completely different experience. So the one by me is a 30-screen multiplex that was built from the ground up and has major IMAX and Dolby Atmos screens, and they're state-of-the-art. So when they actually put the attention to detail and invest in their property from the start, you get good results. Now, granted, the clientele there is awful, like children at 11 o'clock at night in a horror movie. But I don't know how you can really control that harder without going like totalitarian, like you're the Alamo Draft House, you know? It's a weird catch 22 because I absolutely love AMC's A-list, you know, three movies a week, $23.99 per month, full choice of where you want to seat way in advance, and front of the line concessions, and even now ordering ahead for concessions. So all these things that happen after MoviePass, amazing, great additions. Like, we'll keep you in business as long as you could just clean up your shit.
It's funny because it's like your top reason for why you like AMC is one of my reasons of like, well, then why don't you just go to a different theater? Because every theater has one of those passes now. Even like, even the small theater over by us here, where it's like, okay, I'll just get one for over there.
Well, I haven't seen a deal as lucrative yet. I haven't, like, I've seen things similar, but I have not seen one for a price point as low as it is for as much as I get on a weekly basis. You know what I mean?
That's true. And plus, for those of you who are like, wait, what are you guys talking about? If you're out of the loop on movie news, Universal released Trolls World Tour on streaming platforms since the theaters are closed right now. And I actually am well, I know, right? But here's the crazy thing is I'm personally actually really kind of on board with this idea, because you mean to tell me for $20 I can watch a movie in the comfort of my home, my wife and I, which is, that's already cheaper than going to the theater. So my thing is that, and the reason why they're like, oh, we might actually just go ahead and start releasing more movies like this, is because Trolls World Tour made more in the first 2 weeks that it was released on streaming platforms than Trolls 1 and Trolls 2 made in their entire 5 month run.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's like, oh shit, they just crushed it with that. So,
but what people are failing to realize about this entire scenario is that Universal is just brainstorming with their kind of like mediocre press release of being like, hey, Trolls World Tour did really well and we're considering our possibilities, is basically what they laid out. They didn't say all movies will now be streaming. They didn't say that.
No, they just said that they probably are looking at doing not their like huge tentpole releases.
Of course, they're not going to release Fast and Furious 9 in like streaming only.
Yeah, they are. Now, that movie might as well be released straight to VHS.
you watch your tongue, sir. Like you haven't even watched them all.
They
have
slingshotted
you?
A car with a bridge rope in that trailer.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you got to run up a building while you give the middle finger to your partner.
The Fast and the Furious movies, I'm going to go out and say it, it's a controversial opinion, they are the Saw of the action franchises. Of, they started out as like a kind of a gritty crime film, and then now
it was just Point Break. They were ripping off Point Break in the first movie.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, ugh.
But
my God.
No, God, Tyler, there's so much fucking fun. Like,
I know you've got a big old boner for the Fast and the Furious movies.
Because
I know.
Turn your brain off for a second sometimes, just like we have to do here, and have some fun. You know?
Speaking of turning your brain off, I watched Guns Akimbo last night.
Oh, how was it?
It is crazy. I would definitely give it like a solid 75%, because the writing is very Harley Quinn. Which I'm not too, like, Harley Quinn was better written than this one.
Like the cartoon?
No, like the movie. It's just very quippy and lots of unnecessary swearing to a point. But it felt like if Upgrade and Scott Pilgrim had a baby.
Really?
It would be this movie.
Because I immediately gravitated towards Hardcore Henry when I saw the trailer.
It's, yes, but you haven't seen Upgrade still, right?
I have not.
You need to go and watch it because you'll love that movie. But this is very much like that. It was fun. It was a good time. Like I said, the writing's a little edgy and a little juvenile, and it gets tiring after a while. But the action is fun. And Daniel Radcliffe, man, like, knocks it out of the park. You almost forget that Daniel Radcliffe is English because his American accent is actually so solid.
Nice.
Because he, you know how like... Rick from The Walking Dead, right? Mm-hmm. Dude has a super thick English accent. Mm-hmm. And the reason that his accent in The Walking Dead is so thick is to compensate, right? Dude, Daniel Radcliffe in Guns Akimbo is doing a straight up just normal dude from America accent. Like talking like you, well, not you, you have an accent, but talking like me, just like regular cut blank, no Southern, no New York, nothing. It's literally just a dude. It's excellent.
Milk toast.
Basically.
So that sounds like a lot of fun. It reminds me of American Ultra.
It kind of was like that too, yes, but okay. Much more, like I said, it's very over the top. It leans into being like a video game, while at the same time doesn't lean into it enough. There's some weird stuff that happens in it that's like, okay, that was a weird visual, and then it's never touched on again kind of thing, but it was a good time, you know, and it was $5 to rent it, so whatever.
Okay. I've got some outside our show recommendations myself. Okay.
I don't want to hear them.
Oh, great. Awesome. I just sat through your Guns Akimbo review.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead, sir.
I know. I know. So first off,
Backdoor Stepmoms 3 is excellent. The casting couldn't be better.
You're absolutely right. It is right up there with a 2001 A Space Odyssey. It's it'll blow your fucking mind by the end. Yeah, you're just going down a light tunnel, but you don't realize it's just an asshole. that was weird. I totally have to recommend first something that you recommended to me, Cursed Films.
Oh yeah, on Shudder. Cursed Films is enthralling and just a solid documentary series on Shudder. If you don't have Shudder, honest to God, you're wasting your fucking time, because
what are you doing?
If you watch one movie a month on Shudder, you are compensating the $5 you pay for it.
Mind you, everything that this recommendation and then the other thing I'm going to talk about, like, both on Shudder, guys. And right now you can actually get a 30-day preview, not a paid promotion, by the way. Just really love this service and how it's grown over, I guess, the past 3 years when I first kind of got tuned into Shudder and was like, I'll wait, you know, because I was like, horror movies? I've seen horror movies, but with their original programming now, this Creepshow, now's the time to jump in. And with their free 30 days, it used to be the code was Shut In, but apparently now it's Savini, for Tom. Yep. Savini. So check it out for 30 days for free while you're at home. Check it out.
I also watched, actually, speaking of Shudder, I watched an original Shudder film. It's not original, but they picked it up and because it's a French film. It's called Revenge. And if you are of the camp of people who like the French extremism films, and if you also like a good rape revenge film, this movie is fucking insane. So check that out too. That's our not paid plug for Shudder here.
And we're not done, because guys, last night I participated in my first live tweet of Joe Bob Briggs's The Last Drive-In. So last night he screened two great movies. One I'd never seen, Maniac, which, wow, I'd only seen the Elijah Wood, speaking, you know, of actors that have grown up to do like crazy things, just like Daniel Radcliffe. That's the only thing I'd seen. It's the only basis that I have. And that was all first person, the point of view of Elijah Wood. This is not. It's dark. It's gritty. It's New York at the height of the 70s, you know, dirt and grime that it is. And I really enjoyed it. Plus, Savini's effects were outstanding. Second, he screened Heathers. So, guys, now Joe Bob has embraced not only horror and things that Shudder normally does, but cult classics of a different format. So, now you have so many more reasons to finally check out this show, because, like I said, I think I had so much fun last night tweeting and getting responses from the community, and it's so much fun hearing from you guys that I just want to keep doing this. So for the next 8 weeks, join us on our Twitter feed at Bombs Away Show while we have a blast. Now, it starts at 9 o'clock on Fridays for those of you who are on the East Coast, 6 o'clock for those who are on the West, and everything in between. Join us. It usually lasts for 4 to 5 hours for a double feature, and God, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Joe Bob is, you know, he's rad, and they're really starting to cover the you know, cult films, as you and I were talking about before the show, because they covered Heathers. So it's just a good time to sit down and watch Joe Bob be Joe Bob.
And just use that code and get your free 30 days of Shudder.
And speaking of people just being themselves and being themselves, let's get to Bombs Away Being Bombs Away and let you know what we're covering this month.
Sure. I was going to say, yeah, let's get back to being bombs away. So let's not be funny.
Speak for yourself. Okay. So So, ladies and gentlemen, this month we're actually tapping into something, you know, a bit different. We have two movies that are planned, and then we're actually going to spin a wheel here, and we're going to pick two movies that were suggested to us at Midsummer last year.
Rest in peace, Midsummer.
Rest in peace, Midsummer for 2020.
Just announced, guys. Yeah, sorry about that. Honestly, I feel for us it was kind of a relief because it was like, how are we supposed to top our living room set?
Now we're going to do a COVID ward with a respirator.
Oh,
and you,
sick.
You sit there and then you have to watch a bad movie with a respirator on. So it's almost as if it couldn't get any worse.
You have to watch Contagion.
No, that's a good movie. I'm thinking more like you have to wear the respirator and get a COVID test with that swab, but we make you watch Vice Academy 2 while you're there. Just like you'll be like, take the respirator off. Just end it. So. There is one quote unquote holiday this month, which brings us to our first movie coming to you Tuesday, Cinco de Mayo. We're not doing a Cinco de Mayo movie. This is for Mother's Day. This is 1989's My Mom's a Werewolf. Let's roll trailer.
Oh, who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding.
Something strange is happening at the Shaver household, and Jennifer's mom isn't handling it too well.
What's going on here, Mom? That's not a costume, is it?
I call it Wolverine Chic.
You look like Grizzly Adams.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Oh, honey, not tonight. I have a headache.
If this is some kind of identity crisis...
Look, Edna. A singing werewolf.
It's got the whole town's attention.
Thought Halloween was last night.
You come barging in here, interrupt what might have been the most important phone call of my life, and tell me that your mom's a werewolf?
I mean, my mother's a real honest-to-goodness werewolf.
Big deal. My mother's a cow.
What's a daughter to do?
I see the sign of the pantagram on your face.
I think that's just a zit.
Snack on this while I go freshen up.
Do you realize what this is going to do to your social life?
Here.
That's Dennis. He's a friend.
And I need a werewife.
I suppose we're gonna live in a warehouse.
How do you stop a werewolf?
Kill her.
She's my mom. I don't want to kill her. What do you want to do, paper trainer?
Susan Blakely. John Saxon. Katrina Casperty. John Shuck.
I can't believe it.
Diana Barrows.
Wow.
Ruth Buzzy. Marsha Wallace. And Marilyn McCoo. In a howling new comedy.
What happened?
Oh, here's something you don't see every day.
Every daughter's mother goes through a change of life. But no mother's daughter ever tried to stop that change with a silver bullet and an electric razor.
This could get kind of hairy.
My mom's a werewolf.
Don't shoot! She's my mom!
That's my wife. That animal is your wife? Well, you have to get to know her.
Okay, well,
okay, that... so I'm gonna preface, like, I guess postface. We already watched it. I have already seen this. I watched it ahead of time, and I can already tell you guys it's a lot of fun. We're gonna have a lot of fun with this one.
It's kind of in the same vein of Fright Night. So if you like Fright Night, you're in for a treat.
No, it's directly ripping off Fright
yeah.
Night.
Yeah, I am so excited to watch something that I'm actually excited to watch. So yes, that's My Mom's a Werewolf. Available in full HD on YouTube if you you want to find it there, but it's also available streaming on Amazon Prime for free if you have Amazon Prime, which I'm assuming almost every single person on Earth does.
I'm gonna recommend already watch it.
Yes. All right. So moving on from that, on to our next week, coming Tuesday, May 12th, 1987's Going Bananas / My African Adventure. Roll that trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Africa, land of mystery, beauty, and tourism. It's Dom DeLuise and Jimmy Walker.
Exactly how dangerous is this place?
On the wildest safari ever to hit the jungle.
This is not Disneyland we go to.
Oh. My African Adventure. Two Americans and their guide go deep into the bushland.
Oh.
On a cultural extravaganza.
Are you sure this man is a dentist?
Your Honor.
He's a qualified doctor.
I demand Novocaine!
Oh! And make a startling discovery.
I think he understands everything we say.
Banana.
There's a clever little monkey.
What? Which turns their holiday pleasure...
Anything from the bar?
Mm-hmm.
Fully poussé. Well chilled.
Into monkey business.
This talking monkey is the eighth wonder of the world.
All right.
Mr. Monkey!
Dom DeLuise, Jimmy Walker, David Mendenhall, Herbert Long, and Bonzo.
Bonzo?
Yeah, I named him Bonzo.
Give me a break.
In My African Adventure, everything a vacation...
I'm gonna miss you.
...was never meant to be.
You've got to cut down on the bananas.
Okay, so... for those of you who are watching these trailers... Jonathan, you just watched it as well. Did you notice the credit right there at the end that lets you know who is playing that monkey?
Is it the guy who also plays the little person in the Willy Wonka remake?
Yes, it is Deep Roy. Oh my God. I'm calling it right now. There is going to be a ton, a plethora, a shitload of casual racism towards Africans throughout
the
entire
movie.
Prepare
for an entire episode of cultural appropriation and, like, just really probably insensitive racial jokes.
That movie was like, oh wait, that did this come out before Ace Ventura 2?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh my God. It's as if the makers of Ace Ventura 2 were like, listen, we can be racist, but we can't be as racist as Going Bananas. We got to tone it back a little bit on that one.
This was one of the final canon films. So it was at the height of their stardom or fame of being canon and being like, okay, we put out shitty stuff, but now we're putting out better stuff. They were just coming out with Masters of the Universe at the same time. And then after things like this, bankrupt.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Well, that is My African Adventure. Or
it's just
going
called
bananas.
Going Bananas. I think My African Adventure is like something from overseas release.
So for those of you who are like, how can I watch this? This is actually the only way it seems like you can watch it right now, unless you actually have a VHS copy of it, is there is a VHS rip on YouTube. So go and find that Going Bananas VHS rip on YouTube, the full movie.
Get the jokes.
That brings us to the next week's episodes. This would be Tuesday, May 19th. And this brings us to a special occasion. We're going to spin that wheel and figure out what we are doing from our suggestions. So let's spin that wheel.
All right, guys. I got all the names of the people that suggested to us a film at Midsummer that we should, you know, do on the show. And I've put them all into a random name generator or, you know, picker on just commentpicker.com here. And we're going to go ahead and spin that right now. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I can't see what he just spun, so I'm nervous because he said, oh, shit.
Guys, long, long ago, for those of you who are original fans of the show.
Oh, no.
Well, remember a past episode that we did, episode 5, actually. That's how back we're talking about here. This one comes from Dana Figini, who's the handle at Party On Photo Booth. And she has picked for us Drop Dead Fred.
Oh, shit. That's funny because I literally just saw that that is on, I believe it's actually streaming on HBO. And I was like, that's a movie I've never watched.
Okay, so this is great because Drop Dead Fred has been one of those things that I've been dying to revisit with you. We originally did it with Jarrett and Callan, and I've been dying to hear your take on it because it is an insane movie where you're going to be torn by the end of it as to whether or not our characters are indeed real or fake and crazy or sane. That's all I can say. For those of you who've seen the movie, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I guess we're going to do it. So this will be our first film that we've revisited. And I'm very excited because it's something that people have been like, oh, my God, you and Tyler should do Slumber Party Massacre. You should do this. Like, and it's like, yeah, we'll get to it. But like, there's so many films that I genuinely was not going to revisit anything we've done in the past for a long time. And this gives us the opportunity to do that finally. So, hell yeah. Drop Dead Fred. And when is that coming?
So that's going to be Tuesday, May 19th. That's Drop Dead Fred, 1991, starring Phoebe Cates. Yes, goddamn. Let's roll that trailer.
Honey, why'd you call him Drop Dead Fred?
Because that's his name, Daddy.
Like many small children, Lizzie had an imaginary playmate.
Drop Dead Fred is going to teach me how to cook today.
Someone she could talk to.
Sugar?
Yeah.
Someone she could share with.
Oh, Grandma Bun!
Someone who would never let her down.
No more Drop Dead Fred! Period!
Now, Lizzie is all grown up.
To us.
And when her perfect life fell apart.
Charles, I lost my money, my car, my husband.
She didn't get mad.
Drop Dead Fred.
She got Fred.
Where's the face?
What, who dropped dead? Drop Dead Fred is this imaginary friend that I had as a child, and he's back.
Everybody has strange friends, even you must.
But all mine are alive. Well,
that's not saying much.
It's no wonder Charles left you.
Haven't got a husband, got a stupid haircut.
You see, you just don't know how to make a marriage work.
Well, let's get Charles back then. I'll help you.
Let's just behave ourselves. Get up.
No, bandit. He's back.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing, except you're ruining my life.
To show her, no matter how bad things look now,
peekaboo,
they can always get infinitely worse.
Drop Dead Fred was way out of control.
Have I got him?
Dead little man.
There's nobody there.
It's because he's invisible. Idiot! I don't want an imaginary friend anymore.
Right, that's it. I hate you.
Ow!
Goodbye forever.
Drop Dead Fred.
Ugh, what does that taste like?
Every child should have one. Especially when she grows up.
Playtime!
Jesus Christ. Son of Mask, the prequel.
No, Tyler. Like, you're gonna eat those words because I can promise you, at least you're gonna love it at least 75%. There's something about this that one channels Pee-wee.
Well, the music was ripping off Pee-wee's Big Adventure, so yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah, I mean, but like it's something I can't even explain. This film, it's wild and it's fun and it's also extremely over the top and offensive. But yeah, Phoebe Cates, Rick Mile, and Carrie Fisher. So yeah. Here we go. Drop Dead Fred revisited. So can't wait to do that, guys. Really excited about this one.
Yes, and if for some reason, if you haven't seen it like myself or anything like that, it's actually on YouTube in its entirety, but you can also stream it on HBO Now and HBO Go. So that brings us to our second pick off the wheel, which is going to come to you Tuesday, May 26th. Let's go ahead and spin that wheel and see what we're in for.
All right, here we go, folks. Here we go. We have a winner. This one's coming from Ivan Menendez. You know who you are, sir. Hope you're still out there listening, because we've got a huge one for you. You know what it is. It's Undercover Brother.
God damn it. I knew it was going to fucking happen. I knew.
Get ready for orange soda, baby. Here we go.
I knew it. Y'all, as soon as you said, oh, yeah, this, I was like, it's Undercover Brother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. wow. Like, May is going to be off the charts.
It's going to be a fun month. I'm actually very excited. So that is coming to you Tuesday, May 26th. It's 2002's Undercover Brother. Let's roll trailer.
He's cool under pressure. And always in control. He's one brother who works undercover. Whoa, we want to
fight. It ain't no thing.
But when a dangerous criminal needs to be stopped,
get me undercover, brother.
The one to call.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Blackness confirmed. You got soul.
His mission, to infiltrate the enemy.
It's gonna be a very dangerous assignment.
You're gonna have to think and act just like an uptight white man with a country club membership.
May I help you?
Jackson. Anton Jackson. And no, I'm not one of the Jackson vibes.
It's time to unleash our secret weapon.
Wow, fine.
I call it Black Man's Kryptonite.
What the hell?
Penelope Snow, would you like to be my friend?
Oh. What are you doing with that girl?
Nothing relaxes a brother after a hard day of going undercover like a little piece of...
No, he's taking it to the streets. And taking it to the sheets.
What happened to you?
He had sex with a white girl, that's what.
Oh, was it everything I dreamed of?
Excuse me.
No, man, you can't be doing that.
That's white she-devil.
Get him!
Come on, baby, come on!
Universal Pictures and Imagine Entertainment.
Damn, that girl gets a ring.
Comes a brother.
Oh! Oh, that ain't right.
Like no other.
Wow! I feel good.
Eddie Griffin is...
You mess with the fro, you got to go.
Undercover Brother.
Would you stop fooling around?
Go, holy shit. Okay. That is Undercover Brother. It doesn't look like it's streaming anywhere for free. You got to have a subscription on like Showtime, and who even fucking, what does Showtime
guys
have?
Just go buy this movie.
Yeah, just go. I'm actually so fucking hyped. It's probably in like the Walmart like bargain bin, and it's, or at Target for $5. Holy shit, I am so excited.
Well, Tyler, after a miserable April, like,
yes.
Like, we needed to do something.
Well, that's funny that you bring that up, actually, because I was going to ask you.
Coming out of the pandemic on top.
Yeah, this is something that I wanted to do on Shorties from now on, is I want to know what your pick for, like, best of the month was.
Oh,
what
best
was
of
the
month?
Best movie that we watched last month?
So, for those of you who didn't catch up on everything that we did last month, let's give you a rundown. First off, we had the second sequel to Angels in the Outfield with Angels in the Infield from 2000. Then we had from 2014, Bunny Man Massacre. Woof. Then after that, we had the 1990 apocalypse robot movie with Bill Moseley, Crash and Burn from Full Moon Features. And then we wrapped it all up with the sequel to 1989's Vice Academy with Vice Academy Part 2, which was a sex comedy that was hard to get through.
It wasn't sex and it wasn't comedy.
I mean, when you ask a question like this with a lineup like that, it's pretty obvious I'm going to say Crash and Burn.
Yes, I actually kind of forgot we did Crash and Burn and was almost going to be like, it's insane that the best movie we watched was Angels in the Infield, which was actually honestly a close second.
Close second, really was, because that was a lot of fun too. Yeah.
But yeah, Crash and Burn was definitely the best one we watched last month, without a doubt.
Which is still streaming for free on YouTube.
So congratulations to you, Crash and Burn. You win the coveted best of the month, the first one, the inaugural.
The golden best of bomb.
The golden bomb.
Yeah. Like it would matter. Like if a bomb was gold, like why would that matter? Like you're not going to see, what are you going to see it a second before it drops on you?
I would be more excited.
I'd be like, oh, well, at least they were fancy about it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what an awesome May we have planned ahead. Oh, I am so excited for just about every single movie we're doing this month. Not too stoked on that going bananas, but we'll see what that's all about.
Dude, it's a talking monkey. What else do you want?
I fucking hate talking animal movies. But except for George of the Jungle.
But Sub DeLuise.
Sub DeLuise.
I promise not to try to drive that joke into the ground.
I'll wear the pin inaugurally, as a remembrance.
Show
of the
pin.
Man.
Show the pin on Instagram.
I will. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for Shorties for May 2020. We look forward to everything that we have coming to you guys. Hit us up on our Instagram at Bombs Away Show. That's also where you can find us on every single one of our social medias. And as Jonathan said at the top of the show, he's been live tweeting the last drive-in with Joe Bob Briggs. So join him. It's every Friday, right?
Yes, it's every Friday. And then, I mean, I might just start, when I watch these films, I might start live tweeting that too. Who knows? Like, because I ain't got shit to do at home, like most of y'all. So, I just said y'all. That's weird.
Yeah, you're Southern now. Good for you.
Yeah, I can't wait to catch Corona.
So, yeah, guys, there's a lot going on for us. We're having fun. We hope you guys are staying safe. Share our content. Share. Let your friends know.
Speaking of friends, quick shout out, guys, to a new group that I just joined that I totally recommend. I'll share it on our socials. So like Tyler said, you should be following those so you know what I'm talking about here. It's a group on Facebook called B-Movie Madness. They're super cool, super supportive. They just share their love for tapes and these kind of films, and it's a really great experience thus far. I just joined, and it's very different compared to some of the other Facebook groups that I've recently seen, where there's been a lot of unfortunate negativity. I think everybody's been cooped up a little bit too hard. So just be positive out there like this group. That's the only thing that I'm gonna say about that. Just literally, movies are a way for us to escape what's going on out there right now. Don't bring that into our movies.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
thanks for standing behind me, buddy.
I got you.
Yeah. You don't score until you score. That's right. Until you score. Shut up, minion.
You can't just start a slow clap.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for this Shorties. We look forward to May, and we look forward to you guys enjoying these movies, as I hope we are going to enjoy them as well. That does it for us here at Bombs Away. I'm Tyler.
I'm Jonathan.
And we look forward. I don't know.
Yep. Still don't have an outro. See ya.